This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am at the American Ethanol 200 presented by Energen, and I am with Josh Lopez. Josh, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm great. Well, Josh, you know, thanks for coming out today at the track. You actually are with FFA.
Correct.
And what school and what year are you?
I'm a sophomore at Twin Cedars.
Okay, so Twin Cedars is how close to where we are here at the Speedway?
It's probably an hour away.
Hour away? So is this your first NASCAR race?
With FFA, yes.
Okay, but is it your first NASCAR race ever?
No.
So are you a NASCAR fan?
Yes.
Okay, who are you cheering for tonight?
Whoever wins.
Whoever wins, you'll be happy because they're fueling with ethanol, right?
Yep.
Well, Josh, how did you get involved with FFA?
Well, I have a small cattle operation outside of the school, and I decided might as well join because it sounded like fun.
So, here today, you're actually talking to consumers about ethanol.
Correct.
And you're raising money for infrastructure. So, you took a night out of your summer here to come out, or an entire day, I should say. So, why did you want to do this?
Well, I love racing, and I also believe that Twin Cedars needs to have a strong agricultural program because we're in a very small community with a lot of, well, our school is basically in the middle of a cornfield, so I figured get as much help as we can.
Right. So what do you think about ethanol? You're a sophomore. Can you drive yet?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So do you fill up with ethanol when you drive?
I do.
So why, you know, here you are just, you probably recently got your license and you're already using ethanol. So why, for you personally, do you think that ethanol is important?
Well, I grew up, my dad works with Syngenta, and I grew up always knowing that it makes the air cleaner and it's a lot cheaper and it's a lot better for them. We don't have to buy foreign oil as much.
So what have been some of the common questions consumers have asked you when you're talking to them?
Well, a lot of them ask what ethanol is.
Okay.
And
how do you explain it to them?
I said it's basically you use the corn and you make a gasoline product out of it.
So after you talk to them for a bit, especially for the ones who don't know what it is, are they supportive of it? I mean, do they seem to be like, this is kind of a cool thing? Or
most of the time.
And then have you also been telling them that NASCAR tonight is going to be running on E15, the same fuel? So do they get excited about that?
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys are making some headway here on really educating people. Would you do it again?
I would.
All right, so then next summer, Josh, when I'm back at this race, I better see you.
You will.
All right, and we'll have to figure out what we're going to raise money for next year. So I should tell people who listen to this, are you going to be here tomorrow or just today?
I'm going to be here tomorrow as well.
Okay, that you guys are going to be here tomorrow around the Speedway, and you're all raising money, and it's going to ethanol infrastructure so that retailers, that the ethanol industry can help retailers offset the cost of putting in ethanol pumps and signage and things like that.
Correct.
All right, Tom, are you going to wear the same shirts? They can see you in your gray
yes.
FFA Energen shirts.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks you guys for everything you're doing.
Thank you.